Hey, so this is we're starting ranking everything ever. Here we go. Very exciting. So we're starting off. We're gonna eat some toasted peanut butter jelly sandwiches with milk and see how that goes. We didn't have very much milk, so it's pretty much solely.
We could share. I mean, you guys could
solely for dipping. But why don't we all why don't we all just dive in and then make our judgments? I know what my opinion obviously is.
All right, you go first.
I have plain. I'm gonna dip it in milk.
Mm. I like how you dip the part that you bit off of. You couldn't turn the sandwich.
Still great.
Better.
Still great.
Out of 10.
Better. How much better?
So what was it before the milk?
I think it's 10? Like 20% better.
Okay. That's a good
it's a pretty decent increase.
Quantification. 20%, huh? Okay.
I'm so scared.
I think I'm gonna do my normal bite afterwards. Is that smart?
Like, do it however you want.
Maybe one before, one after.
What's the best strategy here? I'm trying to evaluate the effectiveness on the milk on the eating of the sandwich.
Yes.
It's amazing how similar to like what I imagined it would taste like.
That's fair. Okay.
It fits so perfectly with what you thought it would be.
It just makes it cold and soft.
And great.
Mm.
It's cold and soft. Much
it
like it was untoasted.
Oh, hell yeah. I need some milk, though.
Well, you got a cup there.
Take the rest of the milk.
I think this would be a different experience at room 10 milk.
It's true.
I'm realizing.
Yeah. You would lose the cold component.
And I think that's a little bit jarring. As I'm preparing to dip my sandwich...
cold milk.
I'm preparing myself for fairly cold milk. Like, as in, refrigerated
yes,
milk.
Yes, it came out of the refrigerator just now. It had not been...
For like 3 minutes.
Right. So it's like 58 degree milk.
Yeah.
Just guessing.
Probably lower than that, honestly.
Maybe a little cooler. Yeah. Maybe closer to like 54. It's going up every second, though, so...
The longer you wait.
Think about it long enough, you might miss it all together.
So I'm going to evaluate it in roughly the same state that you guys did, because that's what seems fair.
We're waiting on your verdict, Sam.
So if we talk about all the variables here, one of the huge variables is the duration of the submersion, right? Because mine was a very quick dip.
That was our instructions.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, a couple seconds can make a big difference.
You're going for a longer dip.
Jesse's doing the long dip. The bread's holding together well, even after the shake.
Well, yeah, I can't drip milk
even
anymore.
After the shake and drip.
Is it toasted enough?
That's a soggy sandwich, right?
I think it's a great toasting.
Thank you.
It was well toasted, and then I ruined it.
So good dip.
I just wanted to try the other end of that spectrum. You have the quick dip, and then you have the long dip. I don't recommend the long dip.
Explain to me the bread texture after a good long dip.
Okay, so imagine like super soggy bread. Soggier than that. However soggy you imagined it, it was worse.
So we had on here dipping toasted peanut butter and jelly and milk, but I realized that like that's not the... The act of dipping is very fun.
Oh, okay. You're right. You're right.
Still can't figure it out.
Buzzing stopped.
Stopped.
The buzzing stopped.
Somebody's mic's fucked up. I can't figure out which one it is.
Trying to like put it back in the same position. It was in.
No, it's not anything anyone's doing. It's the.
It just like, happens naturally.
Happens randomly. I'll figure it out.
So I will say, having that experience honestly just makes me want a glass of milk.
I just don't have one for you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I understand the consequence.
This is all milk we had.
Dipping toasted peanut butter and jelly and milk. Fantastic.
The act of dipping.
It's all right.
Act of dipping is like middle of the road.
I will say it probably largely depends on the size and shape and fullness of the milk vessel, right?
Is dipping
milk vessel was not very
better
full.
Than 9/11 truthers?
Yeah. It's a mostly positive experience.
Is it better than Jesse?
Absolutely.
You don't think this milk's better than me?
Is it better than tofu? No. Act of dipping.
Would you rather eat tofu or
probably
eat dip?
No, yeah. I think we've been letting tofus really slide down the ranks, and I'm okay with that.
Well, it's, a lot of it had to do with once we changed our opinion.
Yeah, it had a strong start.
Well, that's because we were thinking of, like, the whole world effect, and then we changed it to, like, how does it affect us personally? And that really made tofu kind of go down once we realized it doesn't affect us.
And it's not, yeah, it's not that fun to eat.
I've had it. It's not bad if cooked properly.
Yeah. It takes some work, though.
It's still not super great, though.
Yeah, so what's the verdict?
And usually it's the other stuff in the cooking that makes it good.
Dipping a toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich in milk is better than a burnt marshmallow? Oh, that's a good comparison, I think.
I don't think so.
Burnt marshmallow? The act of dipping is not better. You don't like dipping it that much?
No.
Just like, whoop.
No.
I mean, yeah, try a couple more.
I like listening to you do that a lot.
Shut up. Shoo-ba-boo-doo. Everyone do it. I think it's better. Theory. I think it is better than a burnt marshmallow. That's my vote. Is it better than Down with the Sickness? Is that by Disturbed? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just to.
Honestly, I say yes.
I think it is better.
It is. I would rather dip a sandwich than listen to Down.
So it goes between. So we've got like a few. So it's between Down with the Sickness and tofu, which would mean. Mm. Is it better than picture of pig with shit on its balls?
No. Even I'm going to say
yeah,
burrito,
so.
Is it better than bean burrito from Taco Bell?
Yeah.
The act of dipping a sandwich? Because dipping it is not. The act of dipping it, is it better than semi-classic Sonic fan? I wouldn't say so. Pacific Cooler Capri Sun?
No.
Welcome to the Car?
No.
So it goes above 9/11 Truthers then.
Okay.
Right above 9/11 Truthers.
Welcome to the Car got low.
I know.
Yikes.
We have some good shit on the list though.
Yeah.
A lot of things to rank.
All right. We've officially ranked the act of dipping a peanut butter jelly sandwich in milk.
Yeah.
Toast so, you know, we didn't actually have to eat the sandwich.
No, but now we have to rank the product.
Now we got to rank the product. It's true.
Peanut butter jelly sandwich has been dipped in milk. Does it need to be
that
two rankings? Has been dipped for 2 seconds, has been dipped for 10 seconds.
We've tried it. So what is a toasted peanut butter jelly sandwich dipped in milk? Where do we put it?
I think we should assume it's in its ideal form.
Yeah.
So right.
I think
if we had a sampling.
Which I think for Savannah does not exist.
Right.
No. There is no ideal form.
We had a sampling of what it could be, right? But I think we should weigh it in its most ideal form. So imagine your favorite bread, favorite peanut butter, best jam, great whole.
You really go all out to make this.
How does that sandwich taste?
Oh, we ranked it before below Madden 64, the act of dipping, but it's gone up significantly. Went up 13 spots.
Well, I think like when we ranked it, we were thinking about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that had been dipped. I think that we like weren't literally
but it
taking
says dipping.
It.
We gotta be much more clear.
Because
on the master tier list, there is dipping, and there's also PB&J toasted PB&J dipped in milk. There are two different items on here.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was the act of dipping.
No, on the master tier list, which is something we're supposed. It's the master tier list supply.
Oh, not
the
not
supply
the
of things
ranking.
Were to rank. Okay. We had not ranked it yet, but we had two items on the tier supply. One was the act of dipping, and one was the sandwich itself.
I still feel like the peanut butter and jelly sandwich dipped in milk fits pretty well in the previous spot of dipping. Right below
Walmart.
Right below Madden 64.
Or Madden 64. Okay.
Walmart.
You think what? You guys are gonna let it go Madden 64? A toasted peanut butter jelly sandwich dipped in milk.
Yeah.
Below.
It's worse than Madden 64. Wouldn't you rather eat a toasted peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Yeah, I would eat it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. If I was playing,
win. You're
this,
not gonna do
this.
This
is how I've been thinking of these scenarios.
You can't
if
bully
was,
them into this.
If I was playing Madden 64 and I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich that had just recently been dipped in milk and I took a bite, I would think to myself,
this is enhancing
my Madden experience.
Okay.
Right?
I'm less miserable now.
Right. So that's
now that I have this sandwich dipped in milk.
Exactly. So therefore
I don't know if I buy your logic though. You're playing like a great game. You have like a great drink. Does that mean that the drink is better than the game just because it's enhancing your experience?
Is the drink better than you're saying both things are great.
Yeah.
I see.
Because you're taking something you enjoy while doing something you enjoy. That's a good point. The combined experience is good. Mm. But it's not because one is better than the other.
It's true.
I'm just really trying hard here. Anything. All right,
so the lowest, the highest.
I still think it's better than Madden 64.
The reason it's better is because if I...
I would rather eat the sandwich than play Madden 64.
Okay, let's go through that. Okay, then next.
Exactly.
Literally,
if I was eating a sandwich and someone offered to let me play, I would say, no, I'll pass. I'm eating this sandwich. That's how I know it's better.
Okay.
So let's go. We'll go to the next spot, which is Fred Meyer. Is it better than Fred Meyer?
No.
Oh,
you're biased.
Yeah, I just have generally mixed feelings. It's not like I'm pro or con. Way too much information.
Next is Kale, if that helps.
Kale's above Fred Meyer?
Kale's above Fred Meyer.
Just double check. I think below Kale and above Fred Meyer is a funky enough spot for dipped PB&Js.
Right where it belongs. In
toasted PB&J.
Dipped in milk.
Dipped in milk.
Yeah. Yep. I feel good about that.
I like it.
All right.
Feels great.
So now that's right above Fred Meyer.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hey, toasted PB&J dipped in milk is better than Fred Meyer.
All right. I think we're going to go around. We're gonna come up with two things, right? We should just like have everyone say their first one, and we'll go around and rank those, and then we'll have everyone say their second one. You wanna start with Savannah? What's your first one, Savannah?
Sure. So I have a theme for this week, and my theme is US presidents.
Nice. I like weekly themes. I need to do this.
This is really, really lame, but Hamilton came out on Disney Plus. Have you guys seen Hamilton?
No. So I've listened to some of the music.
Okay.
And that first song, a lot of people I knew sang it a cappella.
And it's horrible.
Oh, that sounds really
So we watched the musical. It's interesting. So we actually went into Hamilton thinking it was going to be a bit.
Yeah, we were going to hate watch it for fun.
And it's funny. We came around on it and we're like, this is not bad. But, hold on, wait for this condition. We came around on it. I went from like deeply despising it to like coming away going, actually, it's a pretty good musical.
Yeah.
Except given that, like literally take in mind that I completely changed my mind on this musical. That first song, My Shot, still terrible. Like even after having, even like post-come, like even having post-processed this entire thing, I'm like, that song still sucks.
Yeah, well, it's just like that. It's kind of a cool flow, like forgotten.
It's terrible rapping.
It's so bad.
Worked a little bit harder to get a little bit further.
And it's
a lot
not
harder to get a lot farther. And it's just like, dude, I can hear your rhymes coming from a mile away. And like, it's really cringy.
And it's especially bad when you know multiple people who are just like reciting it
It's rough.
Yeah.
I think if you like Hamilton, like for the rapping, it's like a character flaw.
Oh no! That's the other conclusion we came to. In general, the rapping is actually the worst thing about the musical.
By far.
So I had said that something where it's like I was like, you know what's interesting is like, I actually think that like the musical was recognized as being like revolutionary because it had rap in it, and I was talking to him and I was like, the best parts of Hamilton are the most traditional parts, are the most regular ass musical, like the best songs in Hamilton. If you heard them, you'd be like, that sounds like a Broadway song.
Yeah.
That sounds like a normal Broadway song. All the parts where Hamilton tries to diverge from what traditional Broadway has been are terrible. And it's weird because it was like lauded for being so different. And I think that it actually, where Hamilton excels is where it's the most normal, the most traditional, and most feels like a Broadway musical. Like the numbers that I most enjoyed were the most like traditional. It was just singing.
Yeah.
It's just odd because like the rapping and Savannah too did not work. And also there were some really cringy moments in it where like there's a part where like, so I don't, something about, she's like something equal. And she's referring to the writing of the Constitution. He's like, and then, oh, it's so fucking cringy. She's like, we're going to put women in the sequel. And then she like holds up like a peace sign because like they weren't included in the writing of the Constitution. Like next time you write a Constitution, why don't you put women in the sequel? And it's just like
that's like
was
a
rough.
real big applause.
Huge applause from the audience. It's so bad. So that sucked.
But we both cried like little babies.
Yeah, his son dies in the musical, and it's pretty devastating. No, it's really fucked up. Like, get this. So basically, his son comes to him and says, somebody has challenged me to a duel, which is like historically accurate and a real thing back then.
Andrew Burr?
Well, no, it's not, because it's Alexander Hamilton's son. He dies from Aaron Burr, but his son is in a duel, and he says, hey, and the reason his son's in a duel is because this guy was like slandering his father, and he was like, hey, don't talk shit about my dad. And so they got into it. So challenge to a duel. And Alexander Hamilton, and this is real. This is like actually what happened, and it's in the musical, of course. But like he said, if you go to the duel and then before you fire, put your pistol up in the air and shoot and like aim it up. Make it very clear that you're aiming up. And the guy will not shoot you. Like you can, that's basically like a way of like calling a draw. So his son goes to the duel, does that, and the guy shoots him anyway, right in the chest and kills him.
Right.
He like lasts a little bit longer. I think he dies like, I think actually in the musical he dies in the next like 2 minutes, but like in real life, like, I think he lasted like a day.
A day or something.
Yeah, he died in the hospital. But like, but it's fucking crazy. It's like advice he gave his son.
Well, and then he died the exact same way.
He died the exact same way. Like him, and he went up against Aaron Burr, and like he didn't want to kill Aaron Burr, so he aimed his gun at this guy, and Aaron Burr shot him anyway.
Wow.
Now it's funny. It's interesting because like Aaron Burr actually wrote, like lived way, way past Hamilton, actually ended up writing about it, and like said that he regretted doing so, that he didn't like, he was like too caught up in the moment, and like didn't realize that like Hamilton was pointing his gun up,
right,
and like was just like too caught up,
right. They like gave it to it as fast as you possibly right. can.
So. But like, had he
it's
known,
really not a good move. It's like really not great advice to give your son.
No.
Yeah, but then had he known, like, he wouldn't have shot him. But like, you don't know,
right?
Like, it's interesting. Yeah, but I don't know. I actually didn't hate it. Like, it wasn't the worst thing. But also, like, I would also be willing to put it low, just because of how fucking cringy it is. That fucking my shot is one of the worst things in the world. And it, even when you watch the musical. And it redeems itself. You're still like, this song is shitty.
It's like, why did you guys have to do that?
Other musicals in overall quality.
I think it's like pretty. I think it's like it's not my didn't top like Book of Mormon or anything.
Right.
I think it's like still pretty.
It's one of the best shows I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's like as far as like if I were just purely to judge it on its quality, I feel like it's easily like. Top 5 to 10 musicals.
I think it's
that
better
I know
than Rent.
Of. Really?
Yeah.
Rent has some cheesy lines, but I'm just used to it now. You know?
Yeah, I think the music's better than Rent, for sure. I think it's
twice
like.
Twice before you poo poo it.
It's so bad. Like, twice before you poo poo it, we'll see, boy. It's really bad.
It's a line in Rent. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I told, like, I was telling Savannah some of the teaser lines, and there's that line, the filmmaker cannot see, the songwriter cannot hear. It's like, that's so gay.
It's one of the better ones, honestly.
So much of lyrics in Rent are gay. Like, I think the melodies are more appealing than the lyrics. Because if you take too long to think about the actual words, you're like, this is not good.
Like, name me a show that has, like, good lyrics.
Book of Mormon. Musical. Musical?
Yeah.
Book of Mormon's good. I think it loses some of its,
The thing about Book of Mormon, if you listen to the soundtrack, it has, like, 7 completely unlistenable songs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just so fucking... I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, Asadiki, Hibawai, like...
Once you know the joke...
It's not a fun song. No. And, like, yeah, exactly. Like, they are so desperate to be vulgar, and it's fine because it serves their purpose, but some of it gets lost.
Well, like, a lot of the songs,
quality.
They only work on the first listen, you know?
Yeah.
They don't work, like... They don't work outside of, like, the first time the joke comes.
Once you, like, know the bit.
Yeah, once you know the joke. Like, there's, like, All American Moses, I think, is one of the best songs.
Yeah, exactly. Musically, it's actually well done. And so many other songs, too, are so focused on trying to make a specific point that their lyrics are good and the message of the song is good, but the actual musicality of it just is not there.
Well, yeah, and then there's, like, the extent to which Broadway shows are weird to listen to. Because, like, the second half of Hello is, like, all tap dancing.
Wow.
And like you're like listening to it and you're like you hear the tapping. You hear like the
and you're like, I got nothing.
And I'm like, it's just you just hear it and you're like, that's not very fun to listen to.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that. Oh, we like Savannah and I were doing this, like we tried out this Broadway podcast for a while. And there's so many songs. I think back then, in like the 50s and 60s, they just recorded the show. The whole just the show. So like
huge dance numbers.
You would just hear music and feet moving for a whole song. And I'm sure that's great to watch.
It's probably very entertaining to witness with your eyes.
To listen to is like really strange.
That is funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Hamilton's like, you guys haven't seen it, so it's weird, but I think we should still rank it. Giving like,
yeah,
there's it's like a cult, it's like a wide enough cultural product that we've consumed to some degree. Jesse, do you know what this is?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it? You've heard of it before? Yeah, it was really huge. I'd be surprised if someone
It does, though. It still makes me very angry how much money people pay to see it. And that makes me want to rank it low. I mean, I like it better with the picture of the pig with the shit on its balls, but that's like my personal personal take.
Yeah, I think it's like pretty good. I think it's like better than tofu, certainly.
Yeah. We'll give it better than tofu.
But I can have it right about the pig.
Is it better? You don't think it's as good as peanut butter M&Ms?
That's like a tough one. I'd be willing to put it above those. If everyone else wanted to.
So we're putting below tofu?
Wow. Okay.
That's below quite tofu, the jump.
I guess. Yeah.
Or are we putting it, we can put it under a Philly cheesesteak and above tofu.
Just feels like between like the general room sentiment towards the Philly cheesesteak and the room's general sentiment towards Hamilton. Hamilton is like quite a bit less significant.
It's true.
Maybe worse than peanut M&Ms, honestly.
Yeah, so not as good as peanut butter and M&Ms, but better with the picture of pig with shit on its balls.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't. The picture is so low.
The picture's good, but like think about all the time and energy that went into taking that picture, basically none. And then the musical, right? Like it's a thing of coincidence. It's a beautiful piece of art, but.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's like not even really art. It's just like a. Someone caught a great moment.
Exactly.
I actually read an article about like where that picture came from.
Really?
And I also found a picture of after the ship fell off the balls. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much shit left.
Wow.
It's great.
Is it like a factory farming thing?
No, it was like at a fair. A guy, what happened, the reason it's on the internet is a guy had taken a picture, was at a fair, had taken a picture of it and sent it to his friend. His friend thought it was hilarious and posted it on Reddit, and then it blew up. And then he also took another picture after the shit had fallen off the balls, and there's like a little brown streak.
Nice.
That's wonderful.
But he said his friend told him that he just like stood there for like half an hour and like could just was like watching the shit like slowly like
damn
slide down.
That's
the balls.
That's what you do at the fairs.
And I don't know if this is true, but the friend supposedly said that like the pig shit onto its balls while he was standing there watching the pig. Which I feel like that is like a pretty amazing moment.
Pretty special, yeah. I agree.
My brain is just wired different.
That must have been special.
It was great. All right, Jesse, what's yours?
One of those moments when the stars align. I don't know. So have Zay go.
All right, Zay, what's yours?
One of them I thought would be cool to do a video.
Oh, you want to show a video?
Yeah. And then we can rank the video.
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
I want to pull up a video of Juice WRLD freestyling to the Just Lose It beat by Eminem. I saw this video recently, and I think it's pretty long. It goes on for a while. You don't have to watch the whole thing. But the other thing I wanted to rank was like just Juice WRLD. I was listening to the whole album, came out yesterday. There's a song I really like, but it's, it's cool. And sad,
crazy
obviously,
cool.
He's dead. But there's a sample in there of Lil Dicky talking about how he thinks Juice WRLD is probably the best freestyler ever.
Oh, shit.
And it's pretty cool. So I don't know exactly, what keywords you need or whatever, but
Juice WRLD freestyle.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD freestyle.
Yeah. Is this video?
Yep.
This one?
I think so.
52 minutes?
I don't know. So that's not the one I saw. See if you can find one. Well, maybe there's timestamps. I just want to see the Just Lose a beat. I guess he goes over multiple beats.
I couldn't check timestamps on PS4, though.
Well, let's just watch a little bit of this thing. Just whatever that.
Gonna watch the whole thing.
Can I put my phone?
Just right here. I think this is it, honestly. I recognize him. I don't know how long he goes. Oh, it's Just Lose It. Yeah. I really was really impressed by this. Because his flow is completely different from Eminem, and he mixes it up. But he also like says things like Just Lose It in the middle of it. I was really impressed.
So what are we ranking? Are we ranking the part where he raps over the Eminem or the hour-long freestyle?
This freestyle slash video.
Yeah, I think the freestyle. The video is like, the video part of it is inconsequential.
Yeah. I feel like we owe him something just for doing that. Just for committing
really good.
To that.
And like, the bars are pretty good.
Yeah,
like,
he really...
Freestyle bars were never good as an actual rap song that was like pre-written.
Yeah.
But like, it's like clever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of his lines are surprisingly clever. And the fact that he can like, and he comes back to central themes and he takes his pauses. Yeah. It's not flawless, but it's really witty. Really
but the
witty.
Fact that at the end it wasn't like noticeably worse than the beginning.
Right, and he was saying that one thing to like try to get back in the zone, but like I didn't feel like he was too dependent on any one central theme. And like he said, like choppas and
bitches, a couple of times.
But like
that's like a lot of rap music in general just plays on
exactly. Those and like the fact, and you consider the fact that that was a freestyle and he went on for so freaking long.
Well, it's weird because like. I mean, I can't separate this from, like, how much I enjoy Juice WRLD's actual music.
Right.
So, like, that's definitely a factor.
That's true. Like, yeah. You know that he also...
Yeah, like, if this was, like, this really usually terrible rapper is okay at freestyling, it'd be like, oh, well, that's kind of a bummer.
The other thing I really liked, he didn't use Eminem's flow at all, you know, during that Just Lose It beat. And he switched it up, like, 4 or 5 times. And I don't know how long he goes on that beat, but, like... I think he's doing it like partly just for fun, but like he's clearly mastered freestyling or has like, some crazy affinity for it.
Yeah, it seems like he's like doing it like it's like a reflex.
Yeah.
Which when you're doing it that fast, like it has to be.
Yeah, and I'm sure like a lot of the best rappers practice freestyling because it's like a skill that people challenge you on in the street and stuff sometimes. But like, I don't know how much practice he's done, but it's just impressive either way.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, so that's probably better than, like, you know.
Better than Tofu, probably.
Definitely, yeah, it's a good starting spot, yeah.
Tofu, I think, is still just so high. We just have to, like...
We've talked about this, though.
We're getting there on the lowering Tofu thing.
I mean, I can make everybody Tofu next time. We can re-rank Tofu in a similar manner.
Yeah, we'll all try Tofu. I mean, Tofu is 19 out of 49. Wow. It's pretty high.
That is an upper shelf.
Yeah. Okay, so Juice WRLD freestyle.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out... I wish actually... You know what I should do? That's what I should do. That actually is going to be so much better. You guys can...
Are you going to cast the list?
Yeah, I should.
Thank you.
I don't know why I didn't...
It is nice. Because, having you read it out is just, I'm sure, tedious for you.
But it's just so painful.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Amazing. So,
Tofu.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
So, what are you guys thinking? So, I'll start.
I like this list of celebrities.
Juice WRLD freestyle has to... It can't go any higher than Joe Rogan. But that's like... I'd be willing to put it above all those things.
Yeah, I think I'm the biggest Joe Rogan fan, and I'm willing to put it right above him. So I think that's a good place for it.
I just don't know if I feel right putting it above Down syndrome children.
Down syndrome children are very great.
It does feel like it's crossing a line. But I think he might be better than the R word.
Retarded.
The dreaded R word.
Every time you say the R word, I'm going to say retarded.
Straight retarded.
All right. So, I mean, it seems like there's genuinely consensus. We put it above Toasting Marshmallow then?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Just below Joe Rogan.
And we're not rating Juice WRLD himself. We're just rating that freestyle.
That specific freestyle.
Right. I wonder if Juice WRLD himself would actually be higher.
I don't know. I like his music quite a bit, but these people are really hard to beat.
Exactly.
I'm a little confused at how Joe Rogan got so high.
I mean, but you were feeling Joe Rogan that day, and they advocated.
I made a couple good
I think it's arguments. Just like his social value.
Yeah.
He endorsed Bernie.
His endorsement for Bernie, that was really a turning point.
He endorsed Bernie, and it just like that goes so far for me.
Pick and choose.
All right. Jesse, do you have one yet?
Blueberries,
fuck yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Very topical right now.
Like that's very high.
Considering that
very
we're just
topical.
Eating them.
Oh yeah, I forgot we got to do that. I don't know why I just started with blueberries. I don't know if we went back and did it on Juice WRLD freestyle. I don't think it's gonna get any higher, so I don't really feel that bad.
The system.
I forgot about the system. So let's put blueberries through here.
Laughability of
blueberries.
What's the
laughability of blueberries?
Not very high. pretty low.
Not very funny.
No.
Okay, so here we go. How funny is this? I mean, I'm getting funny. Laughs, so apparently it's good.
It's funny, you know.
Okay, no, for somebody holding out a blueberry on their hand. How funny is this? That is very funny.
Is that the criteria of laughability? No, but
the blueberry is not funny. Jesse doing that is very funny.
You can do it with anything.
So you guys did it wrong. I said, how funny was the blueberry?
Quality of design? I mean, fucking great.
No.
4 out of 5.
You don't like the little...
Yeah, that little thing. I hate it. It sucks.
The little thing on the top?
Yeah, when it like touches my tongue too much.
Yeah, like when you take the stem out, there's that little...
When it touches my tongue too much, I don't like it.
It adds variety. It's not just a one note.
Mainly my head was like, dude, this bush...
Yeah.
Perfect berry for you. You have to do nothing for it. And it detaches itself 98% from the vine that it grew itself off of. And you're like, fuck that part, but it's a little bit tough.
Okay, 5 out of 5. Impact on self-esteem.
I mean, great.
It's fucking great.
Antioxidants in that bitch. You feel good about eating
some blueberries.
I love you too much.
It's hard to eat too many berries.
One time I went for a walk and I saw a little berry stand and I bought myself a little... like quarter of blueberries and I just ate them while I was walking and I felt great.
I have eaten like a solid
fucking amazing
half cup at least already.
Ease of access, 5 out of 5.
Very easy. Very easy. Go to the store.
Yeah, I mean, but is all food easily access? Yeah.
No.
Not all food, but I mean, blueberries are.
Right. Most, you're right. You're right.
They're definitely like, you can't just go and get a lobster.
Variability of use.
Blueberry pie.
There's really not.
I mean, you can use it to eat, but that's about it.
Was it one of the berries that was used for dye?
I think so. I think you, because it's like very purple.
It's very blue and very purple juice, yeah.
Yeah, very purple juice. I think so.
I think it's 3, 2 out of 5.
I think two.
It's used for a few more things than just eating.
Yeah.
You can use
excitement
it for
of ranking. I mean
we've been having a pretty good time. Yeah.
Maybe above average?
3?
So, 3 out of 5?
I'm just going to forget that.
As I was ready to take off.
And is there any extra categories that anyone wants to give it? Taste? Great. Fucking 5 out of 5. It gets 5 out of 5 for taste. For
sure. A little bit acidic.
What about price? I'm going to rank it.
I mean, it depends on the time of year, but right now, pretty good.
Yeah.
It is true. It was out of season. They're more expensive.
$3.50 for that container?
All right, that's a good deal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Grown in Oregon.
Damn, didn't even go that far to get to us.
No.
10, there was 15. One summer, though, where every carton of blueberries that I got had baby snails in them. That was pretty horrifying.
That must have been
depressing. Still a little traumatized.
With a shell about the size of a blueberry?
It was 26 out of 35. Yeah. Which is...
probably how it got through the sorting.
It was at Fred Meyer, too.
Wow.
It's a 7.4. It's a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Comes out to 7 out of 10. So, considering that, well, that never means anything, but I love that. That's why I like the ranking system. It never gets us anywhere. I mean, it's upper tier, then, if it's 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's better than a breakfast Crunchwrap Supreme.
That's what I was actually just about to say. It's better than PB&J on waffles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that, too.
Blueberries? Not as good as Down Syndrome children.
Blueberries?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll take the spot for it. Probably, I think the fruit will be pretty tightly grouped.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some
being
fruit
amongst
themselves. There's a few, like I said,
I'm
I agree with that. There's a few garbage fruits.
Watermelon, I think.
Guava is pretty fucking
terrible. Guava is very low. Passion fruit, too, way down there.
Yeah, rough. All right, I want to rank. What was the thing I wanted to rank?
The shopping cart?
Oh, a shopping cart with 4. Okay, you know how, this is my ranking thing. You know how shopping carts have like one bad wheel and it's like a funky wheel?
Yeah.
A shopping cart, this is what I want to rank, with 4 bad wheels.
I'll tell you what.
No, what's your take? You got to tell everybody your take.
Okay, I got it. So here's my take. Shopping cart with 1 bad wheels, annoying. Shopping cart with 2 bad wheels, pretty frustrating. Shopping cart with 3 wheels, I just want to fucking, bad wheels, I want to fucking kill myself. Shopping cart with 4 bad wheels, fucking amazing. Incredible. Imagine trying to wheel that thing around. How much fucking fun you would have. And like, I don't know. To me, I just feel like if it had all bad wheels, that would be the fucking funnest cart. But also, I thought about this. Wouldn't it just be, if they were all funky, wouldn't that just be a normal functioning
car? I think it just wouldn't move. I think it would just not.
No, because have you seen that? No, people always assume that the bad wheel on a cart is one that doesn't move. No, there are some wild wheels. I've seen bad wheels on a cart just spin
around. But again, they're not going any one direction. All four of them going separate ways. What are you gonna do?
One of them's got to be on the ground.
Shopping cart with four bad wheels, fun. It comes full circle and it becomes awesome.
Wow.
Well, let's do this. Laughability, very high.
It depends, though. You're hungry, you're trying to grocery shop, your car has four bad wheels. That's a recipe for some, like, real anger.
It's true.
What happens here?
Sorry, I'll go with your bit. I'll let you
know. No, there's this, we can't, our ranking system fails if we just do for bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an everyday situation type dealing.
I forgot what I was gonna say. What are we ranking
in? What is beauty?
Ranking a shopping cart.
Oh, four bad wheels, yeah.
Four bad wheels.
Specifically.
So I get annoyed when I hear a shopping cart with one bad wheel. I hear it a lot.
So a shopping cart with four bad wheels is great.
I don't think I've ever even seen a car with two bad wheels.
But that's why part of why it's so funny to me. Because it seems so absurd for a shopping cart to have four. Okay. The probability that you would find a shopping cart with four bad wheels that the grocery store hadn't already removed or repaired, very low.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, the reason why that wheel's spinning is because it's not touching shit.
Exactly.
It's off the ground.
It's levitating.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, bad in which way? Like,
it's got, like, suddenly it defies laws of physics.
So you've got four of wheels just floating.
If that's
your
what we're talking about.
Your car's just anti-gravity.
That's very cool.
That's very cool.
Amazing. That's number one.
Shopping cart with four bad wheels, laughability, fucking amazing. So high.
That's true.
I'm still going to cast it, but I can't do this anymore. It is too fucking hard to type on my phone. I'm going to go get the Mac real quick.
I think just going through the categories but not getting a final number, like, okay.
Yeah, but also, like,
look at that
typing
right
is still just a pain.
Just even in the regular list?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We already did. They're hilarious.
There's not much more to say. I think the next category was quality of design.
Very poor. If you've got a shopping cart with four bad wheels, your design quality is really not that great.
Quality of design. That's true. Not great.
Well, and ease of access, like, is impossible.
That's true. Ease of access is, you're not going to find those very often.
But everybody can see that we're reading every James Patterson book ever.
Yeah. Now, Jesse and Zay are used to the kind of thing because that's the kind of thing I used to do to them. They understand.
I was noticing on Zach's phone, one of his windows was for, like, one of those anime dating games.
No, it wasn't. It was an ad.
Didn't look like an ad.
You've been getting a lot of those anime ads.
A lot of ads.
They are everywhere.
It's true.
You cannot escape those.
Just not if you're a girl. I don't know what you guys are doing on the internet.
Porn.
It's making them come.
Apparently so.
All right.
Because if you like looking at video game stuff, then you like anime chicks.
It's true.
That is the connection right there. All right.
Shopping cart with four bad wheels. Laughability. Great.
Pretty hilarious.
5.5
out of 5? 5.5 out of 5, yeah. quality of design?
0 out of 5.
It's
like
gotta be
negative
true.
5 out of 5.
Okay. We can do that.
The entire basis
impact
of
on
it being interesting is that it's shit.
I feel like, what happened to me that I was given this
Yeah, very
card.
Low. It'd be no bad impact.
Yeah.
Also negative 5.
And I don't think I've ever seen anyone more ashamed than when they have a car that has one bad wheel, they walk in.
It feels like it's your fault.
Right. They notice, like, 30 feet through the front door, and then they're faced with a challenge. Do I turn around right now, or do I
just
fucking pretend not to notice it? And I would say it's about a 50-50 split.
Ease of access.
I feel like a lot of it also has to do with, like, what are they getting? Because if you're just doing a quick trip, it's like, okay, I can power through this. I just need, like, four things I can do with my shitty wheel. For milk, eggs, cheese, and bread.
If you're a guy over 50, you're just gonna fucking pick that shit up and slam it on the ground and hope it fixes it. That happens every once in a while, too.
I don't know, even under 50, I do the same thing.
Can we please rank the time we took a 45-minute break from Gloomhaven to talk about the pig with shit on its balls?
That was a pretty good time.
ease of access to a shopping cart with four bad wheels.
Not high.
Very low, yeah. Perhaps.
Perhaps yeah. Even negative.
It's just going to be I think it has to be the lowest thing. I think we've already, based on how this is going, it's just going to, I can already tell that this is going to be very low. So,
it's going to be one out of 10.
It's like negative 15 so far. So, is it worse than single ply toilet paper?
Yeah.
Are shopping cart four by wheels worse than single ply toilet paper?
I don't think so. I would rather deal with a shitty cart than
right.
Single ply toilet paper.
Yeah, Steven Crowder. You can just be like,
I do think it's worse than Steven Crowder.
A shopping cart with four bad wheels is worse than 47% of violent crimes committed by illegal immigrants.
Oh, that's a good bit. We've gotten a lot of laughs out of that bit.
It's not, but he wasn't doing it in a bit.
That's the thing. He was very serious about that statement.
He definitely just made that up. I've looked it up several times.
Oh, shoot.
That statistic does not exist.
Don't eat that one. Unless you're Zach.
I'm willing to put it above Steven Crowder.
Below that
bottle.
Shopping cart with four bad. All right, babe, what's your next one?
Well, I feel like Hamilton was a real flop, but I'm sticking to it with my president theme.
Nice.
Anyways, Richard Nixon is what we're ranking. Richard Nixon.
Watergate.
No, not Watergate. Watergate
is part of Richard Nixon.
Okay, fine.
So the two things I hate Nixon for most... Controlled Substances Act, and then like Reaganomics. What are the things that he did that were generally good?
I just think that all you need is
to see his face,
to see his face,
and to hear his voice.
That's
one of the most
right
horrifying things.
You need the picture. Yeah. The double
him
peace
next,
sign.
Oh yeah. The iconic photo.
This man looks evil. He looks so evil.
That's how I like him. The double peace sign. I gotta admit, it's a power move. Look at him.
But he did expand cash assistance programs and housing.
Yeah, a Republican.
Yeah. He did some okay things.
Nice. Good guy. See? That cancels out everything.
It's all okay now.
It's all fine.
I also feel like there has to be a lot of weight put into the mask.
How funny is Nixon?
Pretty funny. Double peace sign.
I think he's very not funny.
First celebrity president.
He's funny as a thing. Are we ranting? Was he funny?
No, absolutely not.
It's just funny to think
how
about
funny
the
is
concept.
Nixon? Yeah, no, he's actually pretty funny to think about.
That's interesting. Nixon as a person versus Nixon as a concept.
Laughability is not the same as them being funny to either. Quality of design,
very
poor.
Low.
Bad.
Yeah,
impact on self-esteem, very low.
Very bad.
That's fair, yeah.
Ease of access?
Very low.
Very low. Very hard to get to him now.
Wow.
Variability of use? I mean, there's high variety.
He's a human. He can do a lot of things.
Excitement of ranking?
Low.
Yeah. This hasn't been
low average.
That fun. 7.5 out of 30, so it's like 25%.
That's rough.
2.5 out of 10, so it's got to be low tier.
I feel like he is
in
like
the bottom quarter of
he's
the list.
Like say anything. He's like around say anything.
Low worse? He has to be worse.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon. Yeah.
But not worse than the pot hole.
Not worse than the pot hole.
Okay with that, yeah. The pot hole has never done anything remotely good for society. So that's how we're justifying that. It's the important differentiating factor.
Alright, Jesse. What are you ranking?
Sorry, I've been so focused on doing this.
Slowly, meticulously biting off the peel of a blueberry.
Peeling a blueberry with your teeth.
Apparently in Japan, they peel their grapes because they're like...
Interesting.
Because they're Japanese.
That's they're huge. I don't know. I watched it in that one YouTube show with the Asian guy.
Funny, I did have something earlier, but I forgot what it was.
That's brutal. I used to work at a daycare and I had to peel the grapes for the toddlers. That was just the most tedious thing.
Would you just use a regular peeler?
No. I don't even remember how I did it.
Yeah.
I feel like I did it like one time and then I like went to them and was like, I've never
so
doing this
instead
again.
Of Jesse, since Jesse didn't have one, we'll just do a random number, which is mango. We're ranking mango.
Okay.
Yeah, another
stick fruit.
It
with the fruit.
It's pretty high. Mango's better than Hamilton.
I don't like mango as much as blueberries.
I think mango is better than blueberries.
I think they taste better, but there's so much more of a mess that it kind of impacts my experience.
So, yeah.
It really gets sticky.
Under blueberries?
Everywhere.
Yeah, blueberries are reliable, whereas, like, mangoes are often stringy and weird, and they have that huge seed.
Is it better than PB&J and waffles?
I don't think so.
It's a great
fruit.
I love mango.
I like mangoes, but
it's way better when it's freeze dried or dehydrated.
Better than a fresh mango. You just grab a mango, though, right? You slice it. You open
better
it.
Better than tofu.
It that
way. Yeah.
I think it's better than a breakfast Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good spot for it.
Okay.
Mango.
Mango.
Now, Zaya, do you have another one?
No.
Let's do another random number.
That's so easy.
Do you see what was below mango?
Yeah, it's great.
Mango or masturbating?
27. 37, sorry. Springfield. No, that's gay. We're not doing that.
But we got to do everything.
It's a man decision.
Springfield is part of everything.
21.
It's a good point.
Hot Pockets, garlic, buttery crust, pepperoni pizza. We're finally
doing it. Holy
shit. Okay,
you are here.
It's actually nice because we know it has to go higher
than all of the other Hot Pockets.
Right. How much
higher than 21?
All these food items stacked back to back.
It's really hard. It's got a lot of heavy competition.
I feel like it might be better than Tostito Marshmallow.
Yeah, that's true.
Not as good as the... I mean, we can just put it right here, right?
I think that's good, yeah.
Hot
Pockets? Hot Pockets, pepperoni, pizza, garlic, buttery crust.
Hell yeah.
Did it.
Hell yeah, Batman.
I don't have one either, so here we go. 39, and that is tilapia and quinoa.
No. Mixing that shit.
What?
How the fuck did that happen?
You told me to put it on the list.
It was me. I went to someone's house once, and we cooked tilapia and quinoa.
I mean, it's a great meal.
Actually,
a lot of protein, very balanced.
I'm just going to choose one off this list so we can end this on a banger. Let's rate You're a Mean One of Mr.
Grinch. I thought
you
did.
Is it on there?
We had a long conversation about it the other day.
It's not on here.
We did.
We talked about it.
I think when you put it on the other list, the reference list, yeah.
Yeah. Let's rank it. Laughability is fucking amazing.
That was sour.
It's like a 4 out of 5. You get a bad
the
quality of design.
Real risky.
Fucking amazing.
I mean, it's a 5 out of 5.
This guy.
In fact, his self-esteem.
I was mad.
Very high.
About
ease of access.
Dude.
Very
easy.
It's a little bit too small.
Variability of use.
Well, he's also got like a super
not
bright
great.
Red spot.
No.
Right.
You got like
a little too firm.
Give him a mic.
Excitement of ranking.
See if he's good.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, he's nice.
You guys got to pay attention. We're ranking.
There's a blueberry situation.
Shitty blueberry right here.
Yeah.
You need to get a refund on your blueberry.
This
box.
Is why we were talking about blueberries. We were talking about like design or like it's like variable. Very variable.
True. Mangoes have the problem of the stringiness, but blueberries, sometimes you get one that's just a sour little bitch.
Well, sometimes they're really soft and too sweet and the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we get like 15%, like perfect blueberries. Mm-hmm. Everything else has got some other kind of problem. What are we ranking?
Bruh.
I just want to say something really gay right now. Like, the real problem is decay.
We're ranking Mr. Grinch.
Everything does.
We're ranking You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which
right.
I think
so,
is, like... If
it's
you,
a pretty
so
good one.
We just plugged in these numbers.
Yeah.
This is a, it's a fucking
very
day.
High.
Wow.
19,
20,
22 out of 30.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, mid-tier. I think it's better than Hot Pockets, Pepperoni, Pizza, Garlic,
no.
Butter.
I
do we need to
no.
listen to it? Do, kind of, do, you know, do I need to pull up the lyrics? It's so
I don't
know.
Think we need the lyrics again.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You know?
That's not the line.
Between the two of you, I choose the seasick crocodile.
Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up and tangled up knots.
I just think it's been too long since you had a pepperoni pizza with buttery crust Hot Pocket.
You're a 3-decker sauerkraut and toastal sandwich with arsenic sauce.
I don't know, babe. You, like...
Your heart is full of unwashed socks?
You're a nasty...
Some savage burns.
I think nasty, wasty skunk is
okay,
really
think about this.
Underrated.
This guy, he had to write a diss track, but it had to be appropriate for kids. I think he fucking nailed it. He fucking nailed it. They're like, this has to be extremely appropriate. This has to be rated G. But we need you to lay down one of the hardest disses you've ever laid down. Your soul is full of gunk.
Who wrote this song?
That's a good question.
Alan Haig. And Dark
Theodore
Rogers.
S. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy alone.
Looks like, I don't know if you saw the
wrote,
photo.
The Broadway musicals, Planted Fancy, Redhead, Cafe Crown, The Fig Leaves Are Falling.
No one's heard never of any of those.
He wrote for the How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
He was also an actor in the TV series Fate.
He played a small role in the movie Space Jam, which is how you know that
cool.
He deserves to be.
He's a cool guy.
Commended for his brilliance.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if you saw that photo of him, but he definitely looks like, he looks like a hardcore rapper.
Damn straight, he lays down fat bars.
Yeah, dude, look at this
look
guy.
Look at that man.
He lays down bars.
Oh. Bars.
Bars.
You think this guy
bars.
Can't freestyle?
Look at that guy.
Look at him.
He looks retarded.
He is at the top of the list of rappers Eminem is too afraid to diss.
It's true.
He is. He's up there.
I just think it rips.
It's good. It's
it
really
does.
Good. I'll put it above...
I will
yeah.
put it right below
I'll
the pepperonis.
It it's tough.
Below pepperoni?
It's hard for me to
I'm
put
okay
it there.
With that.
I just, I know you're right. You guys are right. I'm sorry. I was deluded. It's not better than retarded.
No.
Is it better than blueberries?
Also, can
so.
We talk about the fact that he
yeah.
rips so hard on sauerkraut, which is like your favorite food of the entire world?
Wait, where?
It says you're a sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich. Which what the fuck
with,
is toadstool?
With arsenic sauce.
Arsenic sauce.
Yeah, but sauerkraut, it's not like...
It's not
a,
used as an endearing term.
No, but he says, no, he that's not... Because he says, 3-decker sauerkraut. Nobody wants that much sauerkraut. Even if you're a sauerkraut lover.
I disagree.
Lover.
I think you would enjoy that.
No, look, 3-decker sauerkraut sandwich. Look it up.
I feel like it's just going to pop up with that.
Yeah,
later.
It's just going to be... Oh... Someone made it.
Look at this.
The Grinch sandwich. It looks okay.
I that looks it. Okay.
I mean, take out an entire
hot
layer.
Sauce.
There's bread.
I hate
there's
hot
like
sauce.
Hot
what is it? It's sauerkraut.
I would try it. I would take a bite.
I'm not that mad at it.
What is it? It's.
I can't guarantee you I will finish it.
What is toast?
But I'll take a bite. It's
just mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Just mushrooms?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's like what the brown stuff is. It's just like mushrooms.
We would not
say,
have this picture.
Like
if we're not for that
long. That's a beautiful picture. I'll give you that. And it looks surprisingly close to the actual thing.
It does. Your heart's a dead tomato splotch with moldy purple splots? Spots?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, wait, like also the
splots.
Melody just like fucking...
It's so good.
Rips. It's great.
Yeah.
Where is the Grinch?
39.5-foot pole. So specific. So good. I don't know. This song rips.
It's a good song.
Better than Blueberries? No. You guys were willing to go up here, and now you won't go here.
Because you talked since.
I'm okay with right under Hot Pockets and above toasting a marshmallow.
I just can't have it be better than Retarded.
It's better than Retarded to me.
Okay, honestly,
I could
I'll
live without
it.
The word
yeah.
retarded if I can
I'll
keep this.
Retarded in itself isn't that good.
Because think
getting
about it. Would you rather call someone
like...
retarded or just like spit this entire song
exactly.
at them?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a great
argument. You're turning your back
argument.
On your principles. Separate. Calling people retarded versus the word retarded.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I think we're good. I think we did it.
I want to make that song our outro.
I think it's probably copyright.
Yeah, I wonder how much.
But if we all
cost.
Sang it in unison, that's not copyright.
You
want
to end the podcast singing "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch"?
Yeah.
To the song "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch."
Yeah.
No one
get a karaoke track.
I think the vocal melody is pretty tough.
No.
We would definitely not nail it on our first try.
No, I think
I don't think
do
I would
it.
Nail
I
it ever.
Us.
I'd have to listen.
Like,
to
for the
call.
Most part, I think we would do fine, but I think there's a couple lines in there where it's like, okay.
Yeah, and just like the way you've been. There's a lot of silences and then fast. And then,
ooh.
This is good.
Carafun.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
No.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
See, we're not good at this.
It's the right time. It's the right time.
You're a monster.
Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
That's so great.
I wouldn't touch you with a
39.5-foot pole.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch.
You have termites in your smile.
You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
Given the choice between the two of you, I take the seasick crocodile.
This isn't going well.
Those pauses are brutal. Look at that interlude loading bar.
I know we're loading the next part of the song.
Ooh, just the countdown.
Okay. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splot with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
I think we're really losing steam here.
Yeah. We're doing Albert Brown.
You nauseate
me, Mr. Grinch. With a nauseous supernaut.
This is pretty great.
You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. I think that's the best line.
Crooked jerky jockey.
Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, tangled up, entangled up knots.
No.
That was amazing.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
Man, we just rocked this. That was just beautiful.
I cannot wait to hear how that sounds in the podcast.
Right, you're going to get to listen to that in all its glory.
We'll have to cut that and save it for...
Thanks for listening.
That's a personal bonus content.
Thanks for listening to Ranking Everything. That was You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which will close every show throughout from now.
There you go. That's,
from here on out.
Yep. Every time our podcast ends, you're going to hear that.
I think 3 minutes.
You can choose to listen to it or just quit now. We haven't got to 100. I said I would always read the top 100 at the bottom of every episode.
Here we go.
So here we go. Coming in at 56, single ply toilet paper. 55, Steven Crowder. I'm not going to say the numbers anymore. I don't know why I did that. Shopping cart with four bad wheels. Pothole of Tumwater Fred Meyer in 2020. Richard Nixon. Say Anything. The members, not their music. The moment Isaiah got called out for awkwardly asking a girl to homecoming. Walmart. Breakfast Crunchwrap Supreme with sausage. Amethyst, the gem. Madden 64. Fred Meyer. Toasted PB&J dipped in milk. Oops. Kale. Burnt marshmallow. Hot Pockets ham and cheese cheddar seasoned crust. Nope. Hot Pockets Philly steak and cheese seasoned crust. Bull. See? Toasted marshmallows and chocolate. Target. Tony the Tiger. Down with the Sickness. 9/11 Truthers. Dipping a toast the PB&J sandwich in milk. Welcome to the Car. Pacific Cooler Capri Sun. Sammy Classic Sonic Fan. Bean Burrito from Taco Bell. Picture of Pig with Shit on Its Balls. Hamilton. Peanut Butter M&M's. Hot Pockets Pepperoni Crispy Crust. No Garlic. Tofu. Philly Cheesesteak. Breakfast Crunchwrap Supreme with Bacon. Mango. PB&J and Waffles. Blueberries. Down Syndrome Children. Retarded. The Word. Toasting a Marshmallow. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Hot Pockets Pepperoni Pizza Garlic Buttery Crust. Juice World Freestyle. Joe Rogan. Bo Burnham. Jesse Werstein. Spelunky. Rap. Narnia. Crunchwrap Supreme, purple, red, green, blue, and our boy, Big Mark A. Anthony CQ.
Big A.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Time to check up on Big Mark Big A. Anthony CQ.
What's he doing? I'm sure he's got big plays.